essence of the Lord to do a work.
圣灵不但在我们里面有光照的工作。
The Holy Spirit will duly enlighten work within.
圣灵在我们外面也要做管教的工作。
And the Holy Spirit will use our surroundings to discipline us.
他的目的是要把我们做成一个对的人。
And His purpose is to make us into the right kind of a vessel.
叫我们里面能产生一个新的性格。
So that in us we can cultivate and develop a new character.
好叫我们在新造的性格里来侍奉这一位的神。
And so that we can serve God in a new creation.
当我们起来侍奉神的时候
，When we serve God,
我们需要有能力。
We need power.
但是侍奉神的能力只有一种。
And God only has one kind of power.
那一个侍奉的能力就是圣灵的能力。
That kind of power is the power of life.
我们不能用其他的能力来侍奉神。
We cannot use other powers to serve God.
因为那些都是烽火。
All those other powers are strange fire.
神所不喜悦的。
They are not pleasing in God's sight.
神不但不能接受这些。
God can't accept that kind of a service.
并且我们看见有火要从神那里出来，要焚烧他们。
The fire will come upon them and consume them.
今天我们要侍奉神。
Today we are to serve God.
我们必须要在膏油的底下。
We must be under the anointing.
我们必须要在圣灵的能力的底下。
We must be in the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们身上所显的能力。
The manifestation of power of the Holy Spirit.
里面乃是生命的流露。
Inwardly is the outflow of His life.
外面乃是恩赐的应用。
Externally it is the exercise of the gift.
恩赐好像有管子一样。
Gifts are just like chunks.
里面的恩典就是管子里面所流的东西。
The flow that flows out is the flow of life in grace.
真正的侍奉
，real service，
乃是生命的供应。
Real service is the supply of life.
但是这个生命是藉着恩赐来流通给别人。
And this life is can you only can flow out through gift.
今天早晨
，Lawrence, this morning，
我愿意再往前看。
We will move one further.
我们要看配搭侍奉。
We want to see how we should serve accordingly.
我们过去那几天说这些话。
In the past few days,
这样都是个人的事情。
So we touch on the individual, the personal aspect of it.
我们每一个人要听见神的呼召。
Individual of us, we must hear God's call.
我每一个人要拣选侍奉神。
Individual, you must choose.To serve God.
别人不能去拣选
No one can choose for you.
是需要你自己来答应侍奉的
God. You must personally respond to God's call.
我们每一个人需要明白侍奉的意义
Each of us must know the meaning of service.
这个不是别人告诉你就是了
And this one cannot get it from another person.
你需要在你灵的深处再做启示
You must receive that revelation in your spirit.
看见基督的身体
You must see the body of Christ.
然后你的侍奉是建造基督。
Then your service will be for building up of the body of Christ.
人对也是你这个人要对。
If you are right, then you are.
You must be personally right.
You must personally right.
别人对是别人的事。
If other people are correct, that's their business.
你自己要在神面前做一个对的人。
But you yourself must be right before God.
我们要用圣灵的能力来侍奉，也是个人的。
And if we want to use the power of the Spirit to serve, that's also very personal.
因为这个恩典要在你里面流出来。
Because God's grace wants to flow from you.
就是说，信我的人从他腹中要流。
The Lord said, "Those who believe me, out of the belly will flow rivers of living water."
是从你的腹中流出活水江河来。
It is from your belly will flow out rivers of living water.
是神所给你的恩赐，你来运用。
And those are gifts of God that you are exercising them.
所以，好像我们过去所讲的都是关于个人的问题。
So past few days, what we touch more or less on the personal side of it.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
当我们真正切侍奉主的时候
，When we want to serve God,
我们看。侍奉不是个人的，那是团体的。
We know service is not individual, but service is corporate.
虽然是一个一个人在那里侍奉
，It is true that they are serving individually.
但是乃是我们配着来侍奉。
But we serve coordinately.
为什么原因呢
？Why?
第一。因为我们的神是那样一位伟大的神
Because our God is so great
他的旨意是何等的浩大
And His will is beyond us
每一个人能 神的旨意完全来完成的。
There is no individual who can fulfill all God's will.
我们的神太大了。
Our God is so great.
我们这个地名太小。
And we as this vessel, we are so small.
所以没有一个人能侍奉神到一个完全地步。
And so there's no one individual can serve God completely to his satisfaction.
没有一个人能把神的旨意来完成的。
No one individual can fulfill all God's will.
需要需许多多的人一同来侍奉。
God needs all of us to serve Him together.
我们知道在天上有千千万万的天使在那里侍奉神。
In heaven there are hundreds and thousands of angels ministering to God.
我们不知道天上的天使有多少。
We don't know how many are there.
我们就知道是无数的天使。
We know they are measures. Countless.
在那里侍奉神。
And they are there serving God.
那么难道在地上就有一个是一个人在那里侍奉？
Can you imagine on earth there only one individual that's serving him?
所以我们知道神在地上需要许多的人起来侍奉他。
And we see on earth God also requires many, many of us to serve him together.
我们要一同起来侍奉他。
We must together serve him.
同时第二。
Second.
我们看见神的旨意还是要得着一身体。
We know God's purpose is to obtain a body.
这个身体长成的时候要记忆做的配偶。
When this body is fully grown, it will become the partner or companion of Christ.
既然是身体化。
Now, since a body,
当然有许许多多的肢体
and there are many members.
而这些肢体都是互相联络的肢体。
All these members are...One another.
所以当这些肢体在那里发生功用的时候都来发生功用
and because they serve coordinately they can function together
都不能单独在那里侍奉
a hand can serve in by itself
因为它不过是身体上一个肢体
because hand is only a part of the body
脚也不能单独的侍奉
foot cannot serve by itself
它是一个身体的肢体
because foot is a part of the body
所以我们时时不提在那里侍奉的时候
when all the members are coming together
乃是配搭做来侍奉
Serve together as subordinates.
当我们在这里讲的时候
，When we speak here，
好像我们的嘴在那里侍奉
，As though our mouth is the speaking。
但是弟兄姊妹，你看见我的手也是配搭在那里侍奉
，Our hands all move with our mouth。
有的时候我们的脚也是在那里配搭，在那里侍奉。
Sometimes we walk around, even we move our feet。
我整个身体上的肢体都是配搭着来侍奉。
All the members are coordinated in this service。
这样才能侍奉
，In this way。Then we serve.
不单是这样
More than that.
并且你要看见我们侍奉的目的
We have to see the purpose of our service.
都是为我叫身体的做造就
It is for the body to be built up.
我们都是为做这个身体在那里侍奉
We serve for the body.
叫这个身体能长大成人
And so this body can grow into mature.
满有基督长成的身量
Full of actual measure of Christ.
所以你就看见说侍奉不是个人的问题
So therefore we see serving. It is not an individual matter. Service is not a coordination. Because of these reasons, we have to see that service is corporate.
我们不是单独在那里神圣。
We are not there serving God individually.
我们可以从旧约里面来看一点例子。
We can look into the Old Testament.
我们知道在旧约的时候
，We know in the Old Testament,
神把以色列的百姓埃及救出来。
God delivered Israelites out of Egypt.
神差遣摩西对法老说
，And God and Pharaoh,
容我的兵去，好叫他们侍奉我。
Let the people go, that they may serve me.
所以他们拯救的目的就是为做侍奉神。
The purpose of their deliverance is so that they may serve God.
当他们到了西安山下的时候
，So when they came to Mount Sinai,
神就向他们表达他的心意。
And God revealed His heart to him.
神对他们说
，Tell them,
你们如果遵守的约
，If you keep my commandments,
我要叫你们成为一个祭司的国度。
And I'll make you into a kingdom of priests.
我们知道祭司的国度乃是一个所有的人都在那里侍奉。
So the kingdom of priests is everybody within the kingdom, they are all priests.
后来因为他们犯罪的缘故
And because sin,
所以结果我们看见神就分别这个亚伦家就祭司。
And then we see God separated the family of Aaron to be priests.
和利未的支派来是辅佐来服侍。
And then the 12 Levites to assist the priests.
所以我们知道在旧约以色列人的中间
As we know in the Old Testament among the Jews
有祭司和利未的侍奉
And that we have the service of the priest and the service of the Levite
祭司乃是替人办理属神的事
Priestly service is the management of God's things for man
利未的侍奉
The Levitical service
那是为神来服侍人
is the management of man things for God
所以我们看见祭司的侍奉是向着神的
So the priestly ministry service is Godward
利未的侍奉是向着人的
And the Levitical service is manward
祭司的侍奉是所谓属灵的
And the priestly ministry is what we call spiritual
利未的侍奉是事物的
And the Levitical service is what we call manual or physical or practical
这个我们姑且这样的分别它
And that's how we slightly differentiate them
其实在侍奉神的事情上实在不分这个属灵的和事物的
Strictly speaking in real service there's no differentiation there
不过姑且我们这样的来看
But we have to, because we have to look at this way
我们知道在以色列的民间
AmongThe Israelites,
当他们侍奉神的时候
when they serve God,
先有祭司在里做主体
and the priestly ministry really are the, is the principal service
他们在那里替人办理属神的事情
and they manage man's things for God
然后利未侍奉在那里帮助这个祭司的事情
and the Levitical service they are there to assist the priesthood ministry
光有祭司不行的
We just have the priesthood ministry is not quite enough.
他需要利未来帮助他。
They need the Levites to assist them.
比方说一个祭司他要献祭了。
For example, a priest would like to offer a sacrifice.
那么需要有利未来把那个祭物啊，把牵到那个祭坛啊。
And the Levite is needed to bring the animal to the altar.
需要利未来帮助他来处置这个祭物。
And he needs Levites to prepare the sacrifice.
所以我们看见这两个侍奉都是
So we see these two ministry services are coordinated service.
你光有利未的侍奉
If we just the Levitical service,
而没有祭司的侍奉
and lacking priestly ministry,
这个侍奉也是中途而废的
And this is not a valid ministry.
你把这个牛羊牵到祭坛旁边
When bring the animals to the altar,
但是没有人把它献给神
And there's no one there to offer up to God.
所以在旧约的时候
But in the Old Testament,
我们看见利未祭司的侍奉都是配搭做来侍奉
So we see the priestly ministry and Levitical ministry are coordinated ministry.
当然，祭司他需要在那里献祭。
Of course, the priest is there to offer up the sacrifice.
他需要在圣所的里面要点灯。
He has light the candlelights within the tabernacle.
在圣所里面，他要摆红色的饼。
And the holy place, he has to put showbread there.
他需要在金香台的前面来烧香。
And he has to burn incense in the golden altar.
这些都是祭司的事情。
Those are the service of the priest.
利未的侍奉呢？
Then the service of the Levite.
他需要在你管理会幕中和其中一些的器具。
And he has to care for the furnishings in the tabernacle.
他要做整理整洁的工作。
He has to do the other cleaning around.
他需要把这个柴把它拿来。
And he has to bring the wood into the courtyard.
他需要把这个水拿来放在洗桌盆里。
And he has to bring the water into the river.
所以你就看见说这两方面都是配合起来的。
And we can see these two ministries are coordinated one ministry.
那当然我们知道。
Of course we know.
今天我们蒙恩得救。
Today we those who are saved in the Lord.
我们一面是祭司，一面也是利未。
On one side we are priests, on the other hand we are Levites.
在这个 彼得前书第二章里面
in 1 Peter 2
主节
verse 5，
我们来到主的面前
it is when we come into the Lord
就像活的尸体一样
we are like living stone
我们一同被建造成为一个灵宫
we are built up into a spiritual habitation
成了一个祭司的系统
dwelling a priesthood
就靠着主耶稣献上属灵的祭物给神悦纳
and we through the Lord Jesus Christ we offer spiritual sacrifices to the Father
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都是祭司
every one of us who are the Lord's we are priests
但是我们每一个得救的人也是立位
we are also divine
换一句话说
in other words
当我们在这侍奉神的时候
when we are serving God
我们不但有所谓的属灵的服事
we not only have what we call spiritual service
我们也有所谓事务的服事
we also have to have practical service
我们不要因为说我这个人太属灵
We cannot say that I'm so spiritual.
那我只能做属灵的事情
And I only do spiritual things.
那些事物的事情那是太低的事情
And the ordinary things that below me.
我要去摸它
I will not touch those.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹 我们在这里要看见
Here we have to see one thing.
一个属于主的人
Those who follow the Lord.
我们又是祭司又是立位
On one side we are priests. On the other hand we are Levites.
比方说
For example.
今天我们在神的家中
We are there in the family of God.
我们不但需要有教导的工作
We, of course, we need instruction.
我们不但需要有劝化的工作
Of course, we need association.
我们不但需要有讲道的事情
We need ministry of the word.
我们常说这些乃是属灵的
And we call those ministries spiritual.
实在说来
Strictly speaking,
事情没有属灵和不属灵的
There is no such thing as spiritual or not unspiritual.
在一个属灵的人什么都是
To a spiritual person, all things are spiritual.
再说肉体的人，什么都是说肉体的。
In the person who flesh, all things are flesh.
你无论碰什么东西
，no matter what，
就是对属灵的工作，你碰的话，也是一个肉体的工作。
Or spiritual or flesh, any even do spiritual thing is still flesh.
一个属灵的
，if a spiritual person，
就做一件最低事物的事情。
If he do a common manual thing，
在神面前也是一个属灵的工作。
In God's sight, it is also spiritual.
所以我们不要以为说在那里见到了在那里做这些的事情这是属灵的工作
But you don't assume because you preach you do those things you are spiritual
我们以为要分神那非是讲道可
So we have the notion you want to circle you must be a preacher
如果不是讲道的话那你这个户在哪里呢
And if you're not preaching what's your call
所以如果大家是口的话
Now if you're all mouth
那么这个嘴啊七八嘴啊那就是好的糊里糊涂
And then we all talk will create a lot of problems
所以你在这里要看见
So we have to see
另外面我们也得有事务的事情
We also have to have the practical ministry
比方说我们需要有整洁的工作
We have to clean up the place
我们需要有人招待
We need to have brothers and sisters that will do the offering
孩子啦分诗歌啦
distribute books and set up chairs
我们需要做盼望的工作
we need to do visitation
这些都是好像是事物的
as though they are all ordinary things
但是这些的东西乃是必须要的
but all those things are absolutely necessary
如果光有所谓属灵的事分
if we have a so called spiritual mystery
我们都做了祭司了
we are all priests
事物的事情完全没有的话
And we know all the practical ministry
我们知道这个身体就不能建造起来
And we know the body cannot be built up
如果教会中都是讲道的人
If in the church everybody is a preacher
而没有探望的人
And there's no visitation
你要看见这个教会是不能建造起来
We will know that this church cannot be built up
但如果反过来说
on the other hand
如果在教会都是治理的
if we are all there doing practical things
没有属灵的那个道理供应
and there's no spiritual ministry
这一个教会也不能建立起来
this church cannot be built up as well
所以我们在圣经里看见这两种的事分是配搭起来的
so in the Bible we see these two aspects of ministries are coordinated into one service
你的我们的主耶稣这样说过
the Lord has said
凡为我的名坐在这小子身上的就坐在我的身上
If you do this to the least that's for my, in my name you do it unto me
主又说了
Paul says
我饿了，你们给我吃。
When I'm hungry, you give me food.
我渴了，你们给我喝。
When I'm thirsty, you give me drink.
我做客旅，你们招待我。
I was stranger, you took me in.
我正露体，你们给我一穿。
I was naked, you clothed me.
我病了，你们看过我。
I was sick, visited me.
我在监里，你们来看我。
In prison, you came to me.
所以你们坐在这弟兄中最小的人身上，就是坐在我的身上。
And when you do this to the least of my brethren, you do it.Us unto me.
许多的时候
Many times,
我们轻看这事物的是非
We look down all the ordinary ministries.
因为说这些属灵
We assume they are not spiritual value.
但我们要记得
But let's remember,
我们在那里做这事的时候
When we do those things,
我们是坐在主凳上
We are doing unto the Lord.
这一个在圣灵面前是神所喜悦
God's side, these things are pleasing to him.
所以盼弟兄姊妹
Remember, hope brothers
当我们在教会中侍奉的时候
When we serve the Lord in the church,
我们不要光家里追求所谓属灵的事
And do not seek what we consider a spiritual thing
我们也得在这里要忠心的在世上来服侍神
We must serve the practical thingsAs well.
如果我们在事物上能忠心的话
If we can be faithful in the practical things
神要把更大的事要赐给我们
And he will entrust to us bigger things
知道许多被神大用的人
Many of who were greatly used by God.
当他们开始的时候，就是在那些小事情上忠心。
When they began their service, they began with little things.
比方说，我们大家都知道的穆迪先生。
Of course, we know the Moody.
他是一个非常大用的布道家。
He was a great.Used by God as an evangelist.
但是你知道他开始的时候是怎么开始的呢
Do you know how he began his ministry?
他蒙恩得救了之后
After he was saved,
他到了芝加哥那个地方
He went to Chicago.
他去参加一个聚会
And he attended a meeting there.
但是他也没有多少的学问
And he lacked education.
他也不能做什么事情
And he couldn't do anything.
所以结果他怎样呢
So finally, you know what he
did? 他就说我可以把人带到聚会的地方来。
But what I can do is bring people to the meeting.
在那个所谓那个主日学里面。
Into the Sunday school instruction. Instruction.
他说我也不能教主日学。
He said I cannot even teach Sunday school.
但是我能把人带主日学来。
But what I can do is bring people to Sunday school.
所以他开始到马路上啊，去把人带进来。
And so he went out to the streets to bring people into the Sunday school.
结果带了很多不三不四的人进来。
And he brought all kinds of people to Sunday school.
那叫这个礼拜堂实在都没有办法。
And the church Was they don't know what to do.
但他就是说我不讲道。
He said, I cannot preach.
但是我可以带人。
But all I can is to bring people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他这样带，这样带。
And when you bring people this way,
后来就开始对一些人传福音。
And he began to share preach to them.
圣灵膏油在他的身上。
And the anointing came upon him.
后来成为在美国一个很有名的布道家。
And later he became one of the best honor evangelists in America.
不知道有多少的人因说他传福音而归向主
Hundreds came to the Lord because of his faithful ministry
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
特别是青年的弟兄姊妹
So young brothers
你知道当我们得救了之后
After we
我们实在是热心
We have zeal
但是我们也有雄心
We also have ambition
我们要说今天我要再侍奉神
I will say I will serve the Lord today
我一开始侍奉的时候
When I begin to serve God
我就要站讲台
I want to be on the platform
一讲就三千人得救
The moment I speak I want 3,000 to be saved
如果没有三千人得救我就不讲
If I can't get 3,000 people to say I will not preach
如果不给我再讲台我不侍奉
If you're not going to give me the platform to preach I will not serve
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brother and sisters
如果你蒙恩得救了
If you are saved,
我盼望你开头的时候
I hope when you begin to,
就来排排椅子
Sit up here
你不要认为排椅子是一件小事情哦
Not consider sitting up chairs a small thing
如果没有人排椅子我们怎么聚会呢
If there's no one sitting up chairs, how can we meet?
好像我们的主与他的门徒最后是吃晚饭的时候
As though the Lord's last supper with people
没有一个人与人洗脚
Nobody wants to wash the other person's feet
那么大的脚都是脏脏的
All their feet were dirty
你知道当时的时候不是坐家里吃饭的
You know, in those days, you don't sit and dine
坐家里脚在底下看不见
But when you sit set your feet underneath, nobody sees.
他们是躺着睡吃饭的。
They recline when they eat.
睡一个脚都是在面的。
And because they recline, you expose your feet.
那么肮脏的脚一个放在哪里？
And you see all these dirty feet there.
不但你自己就不舒服。
You feel uncomfortable.
你看了也觉得不舒服。
You look at the feet, you also feel uncomfortable.
这个不能欣赏这个筵席了。
And you can enjoy the meal.
但是没有人肯洗脚。
But nobody wants to wash.
结果我们的主他自己替门徒洗。
And find the Lord, our Lord washed their feet.
哎呀，叫门徒用饭的时候晒是快乐。
And so on feast, they have joy in their hearts.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们就这些事物的事上来服侍神。
So we must begin with all these practical things.
你在那里摆椅子的时候，
when you set up your chair,
一面摆一面祷告。
You set the chairs up to pray.
求神哪一个人坐在那个椅上就蒙恩典。
Whoever sit on that chair you set up, he will receive grace.
你看这十分是多美丽的。
How beautiful is this service?
你不要把它看作一件小事呢。
Do not look as though it's very small.
撒母耳是大先知哦。
Samuel is a big prophet.
但是他开侍奉的时候就是开门之门了。
And when he began his ministry, he was the gatekeeper. He opens the door.
你不要以为开门关门小事情了。
And don't assume open the gate above the Lord is a small thing.
如果他不开门，人怎么能来献祭呢？
If you do not open that gate, who can come in and offer sacrifice?
如果他不关门，那么强盗跑进来。
If you did not close for a night, then thieves will come in the evening.
对弟兄们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们在神面前要看见这个配搭。
So we have to see the coordination of service.
所谓属灵侍奉和属的侍奉要配搭过来侍奉的。
Spiritual service and practical service must be coordinated.
我们要进一步地说，
Let's move further.
不但祭司的侍奉和立位的侍奉是配搭的，
Not only the priest ministry and Levitical ministry need to be coordinated.
这个我们看见就在祭司的侍奉的里面，
Within the priesthood ministry
和在立位的侍奉里面，
And the Levitical ministry
也都是配搭过来侍奉，
It's all well coordinated.
你看祭司怎么侍奉呢？
You know how does priest serve?
祭司是亚伦和他的儿子。
Priests are the family of Aaron.
亚伦是大祭司。
Aaron himself was the high priest.
他的儿子们是众祭司。
And his sons, they were.
他们在亚伦的指挥底下来侍奉神。
They served under the direction of Aaron.
后来我们知道，亚伦子孙加增加增了。
And we know the offspring